This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. Republican Montana Public Service Commissioner Randy Pinocchi was arrested Friday in Cascade County on two felony charges of witness tampering after he allegedly refused to return a security deposit to a tenant at his rental property until she recanted her testimony in a separate disorderly conduct case filed against him. The tenant had given witness testimony to investigators following a July 5th altercation in which Public Service Commissioner Pinocchi, 59, challenged the relative of a neighboring tenant to a fight. 2 weeks later, the tenant texted Pinocchi, who was also her landlord, to ask if he wanted her to mow the neighboring lawn. The affidavit quotes a text response from Pinocchi that says, "For us to continue a relationship, you're going to have to recant your testimony with the sheriff's department." Pinocchi's text message goes on to dispute the woman's version of events, urging her to get your testimony corrected and we'll talk about working together in the future. Prosecutors say that in August, Pinocchi told the woman he would not return a $5,400 safety deposit, citing property damages. In a separate conversation the following month, Pinocchi told the woman and her roommate he would not discuss their deposit until the woman recanted her testimony to the sheriff's office. That conversation and the preceding text message incurred the charges of witness tampering. If convicted, Pinocchi could face up to 10 years in prison and up to $50,000 in fines for each count of witness tampering. After his arrest on Friday, Pinocchi was being held at the Cascade County Adult Detention Center on a $2,500 bond. Currently in his second term on the five-member all-Republican Public Service Commission, Pinocchi is from Sun River and represents PSC District 1, which sprawls from Great Falls and part of Billings to the North and South Dakota borders. He was unopposed in his successful 2022 election to the seat. Previously, he served one term in the Montana House of Representatives. Montana law gives the governor the authority to suspend a PSC commissioner upon complaint made and good cause shown, and can appoint temporarily some competent person to perform the duties of the suspended commissioner during the period of the suspension. The governor's office has not yet commented on the matter. Pinocchi had been considered a potential candidate for Montana's Eastern Congressional District, but that potential candidacy was complicated when Pinocchi filed a federal lawsuit against the Montana Department of Transportation earlier this year. Pinocchi accuses the state agency of First Amendment violations for its efforts to remove his campaign signs from a previous election cycle. Pinocchi's supporters, according to the lawsuit, ignored the department's warnings to remove the signs. Campaign signs are supposed to be removed within 30 days after an election. Bozeman's free streamlined bus service will begin providing half-hour frequency and more than 30 new bus stops across existing streamlined routes strategically located to improve access to key destinations and to serve more people in the community. The additional stops will help make public transit more accessible and the half-hour frequency more convenient for passengers. Streamline is extending the Brown Line route to cover more neighborhoods in West Bozeman where growth is strongest, and Streamline is adjusting the Brown Line route schedule to align with the class times at Gallatin High School to better serve students and educators who ride Streamline. The Blue Line route will provide direct access to the Arrowleaf and Perennial Park Apartments, home to 232 long-term affordable housing units, including 96 units specifically for seniors. The Blue Line route adjustment will also provide access to Community Health Partners and Family Promise. Streamline is also starting up its seasonal Livingston commuter service, a weekday morning and evening bus service for those commuting between Bozeman and Livingston. There's more information about Streamline's services and updates online at streamlinebus.com. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.